It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Sarah Michelle Gellar apologized for offending Instagram users yesterday with a thinspiration for Thanksgiving. Do you know what that is, Joe?
Is it just like, well, hey, look, and I'm super thin.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I inspire you.
Pretty much. The actress posted photos of herself from Maxim's December 2007 issue on Instagram, writing, "I'm just going to pin these up all over my house as a reminder not to overeat on Thursday," adding the hashtag Thanksgiving prep.
Do you think that's offensive? No, I think I'm going to have to do something, though, just to inspire people. I'm going to do a thickspiration. And that's going to be like me super thick eating some turkey.
Yeah, so eat all you want kind of inspiration.
Looking good with that gravy on your chin.
Tons of followers slammed her for doing that. They said, "I usually love your posts, but I'm seriously against thinspiration. It's a core of most eating disorders." She later apologized, writing, "I'm terribly sorry that people were offended by my attempt at humor. Anyone that knows me knows that I would never intentionally shame anyone on any basis. I'm a champion of all people."
Yeah, like Thinspo and Thinspiration, if you type it in on Google, like, it is literally like a society of people just like about eating disorders.
So do you think it's offensive, like, if a celebrity, well, female puts a picture up of her in a bikini or lingerie and says, like, "This is my inspiration not to eat too much this Thanksgiving"?
No, I don't think that is, but I think like putting like hashtag Thinspo, Thinspiration, I don't think she meant to do it, but I think that's why people got triggered. Am I mad about it? No.
She didn't say anything about Thinspiration that the people commenting did. They said this, like, is like a Thinspiration.
Wouldn't you be more insulted if like I put a photo up there like mocking it and I'm like, Thinspiration?
I think
that would be funny.
Oh, okay.
I think that if
a picture. Let's do this.
I mean, I don't think it promotes like obviously like healthy like body image, but like I don't care.
Kim Porter's death remains a mystery after coroners listed her cause of death as deferred following an autopsy. Sean Diddy Combs' ex-fiance and the mother of his three children was found dead in her home in L.A. on November 15th. The L.A. coroner's office performed an autopsy and the cause was listed as deferred and the manner of death was pending investigation. The death certificate also states she will be buried in her hometown of Columbus, Georgia. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger could be engaged soon. I didn't even know they were dating. Sources say the Guardians of the Galaxy star is turning down work just so he can spend time with her and that he's planning to pop the question in the near future. Pratt started seeing Schwarzenegger in July, almost a year after his split from estranged wife Anna Faris. Too soon. I still wanted him and Anna to get back together.
I do too.
I love them. And this is really funny. Shaquille O'Neal is giving toys to needy kids as Shaka Claws. Shaq explains how his toy drive started in 1992.
My mother went to the Boys and Girls Club and she informed me that 1,000 kids were not getting toys on Christmas and she wanted to borrow some money, something she never does. So I saw that there was a little tension in her voice and I said, "Mommy, what's wrong?" And she said, "I need some money to buy some kids some toys." I said, "Mommy, I'll take care of it all."
That is probably the greatest thing I've ever heard, Shaka Claws. I love that. Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex. Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show, we've been doing a lot of smelling stuff lately, but this is interesting. You know that new car smell?
Of course.
Well, apparently it's going away.
What?
I'll explain. Give me like 6 minutes.